Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you as a parent ever felt like giving up on a teenager when he put his back to you and God and went the route of the prodigal? If so, today's commentary is just for you. Is it possible for us as parents to separate behavior from acceptance? Not only is it possible, it is vitally necessary. Sooner or later, almost every parent has to say, "Look, kid, I love you, but what you're doing doesn't make the grade. I detest it." You reject the behavior, but not the person. That's the opposite of what one dad did. When his son started smoking pot, the father who had raised his three boys with rigid discipline said, "You either get rid of that stuff or get out of the house." Ultimatums, though, are dangerous. When you say, "You do this or else," you're drawing a line and saying, "I dare you to step over it." Ultimatums to a teenager or a young adult who considers himself to be pretty mature, when he is in reality rather immature, is like waving a red flag in front of a bull. In defiance, he rears back and says, "Oh yeah? Just make my day." Well, you probably guessed what happened. The youngster left home. With no place to go, he began sleeping in the back seats of parked automobiles until the police found him. It was either go to jail or get off the street. With no place to go and no money, he went back to the pusher and started selling drugs. In short order, he graduated to heroin, and by the time the dad realized what a tragic mistake he had made, the boy had become addicted. There are times when the situation requires of you the loving action that says, "Look, you need help, and I'm going to see that you get it." That's tough love. You don't want to, but you have to for the sake of your children and for the sake of the person as well. Before you say, "You do this or else," better think through the implications and find a better way to handle the situation. Unconditional love, even tough love, the kind that God has for us and the kind that we need for each other, means acceptance. But it separates behavior from acceptance. Another thing about this kind of love is that it does embrace forgiveness, and it leads to self-acceptance and reconciliation. You know, you never reach so high as when you bow the knee in humility and say, "I'm going to see that you get help." The model of love, which God has for us, embraces forgiveness as the Father has forgiven us. And forgiveness isn't something that you earn or deserve. It's something you freely extend as the result of the kindness of your heart. We didn't deserve God's forgiveness any more than your son or daughter deserves another chance. Sometimes we parents do, though, what no animal would ever do. We end up shooting our own flesh and blood, ones who have been wounded in the battle of life. Yet at times our pride has been wounded, too. Our image has been tarnished. We've been embarrassed by what our kids have done. And because of it, we push them away, or we step on them and reject them when they most need our help. Tough love, loving someone without having that love returned, demands the unconditional love that God really has for us. Paul spoke of it, saying, "God demonstrated his love toward us, in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us." As the songwriter put it, "Such love, such wondrous love, that God should save a sinner such as I, how wonderful is love like this."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.